Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Layman's terms, summarize what happened in terms of the judge's decision this afternoon.
Okay, we went in front of the judge asking for a temporary restraining order before we got to the request for a preliminary or a permanent injunction. And after argument, the judge reserved decision, and she then, I think around 3:45, issued a written decision basically saying that, in my opinion, New York State justified their emergency issuance of the vaccine mandate, at least with respect to a TRO request. And I'm going to require that the state allow employees to make religious exemption applications. And I should say she's going to require that the healthcare facilities in the state allow employees to make religious exemption applications. But I'm not going to mandate that by Monday that these healthcare workers don't have to be vaccinated. So we have an argument on October 1st on a preliminary injunction basis, but that'll be about 5 days after the September 27th mandate for many of these healthcare workers clicks in. So we are at a point now where I don't know what's going to happen with the healthcare system in this state. This decision probably affects about 90,000 workers. And while some will be eligible, I'm sure, for religious exemptions, I don't think that that applies to all 90,000. So it's going to be a difficult Monday for a lot of people.
Yeah, and also curious, there was a federal ruling from a judge in Utica basically saying the same thing. So this case doesn't really affect much. It's basically just, stating again what the federal judge said, that the state must now grant religious exemption for those who qualify. But really, because of this case, nothing changed, correct?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. I do note that the judge also signed, though, a TRO for court personnel because there was a court mandate that all court personnel also be vaccinated by Monday, and the court felt that in that case the TRO was warranted on different labor issues as opposed to what we were arguing. But I know that the court personnel on Monday, at least they're put in a position where they are not, there will not be a mandate that they be vaccinated. So some people will avoid the September 27th deadline, in that case the court personnel, but the healthcare workers will not.
So the fact that this judge said that the state met the requirement in her eyes so that she wouldn't grant a TRO, that can't make you feel particularly good moving forward and looking for a preliminary injunction.
No, but the state has committed and put it in writing their basis for this claim, this emergency justification. And I don't think at the end of the day they're going to have to file their answering papers that they're going to be able to substantiate what they're claiming. I told the court during argument that there's no reference to anything the state has said in terms of any kinds of studies or source of information. They're just making claims here that, in my mind, were without any substance. So I think from our perspective, we'll be going through that emergency justification, that page and a half, and we'll be looking at each one of their claims that the court used as her basis for denying this TRO, and we'll be looking forward to seeing how the state is going to prove a lot of what they're saying was in existence back in August 26th or 27th that justified it. The court accepted at face value what the New York State people claimed. I don't think they're going to be able to back it up, and I guess that's what we'll find out on Friday.
And last question, Corey. So summarizing the legal challenges the state faces, right now there is a partial TRO for those who would like to be granted a religious exemption. Of course, they have to prove that in its entirety. And then also for court system workers, those are the two groups of people that are granted a partial TRO from this mandate come Monday.
Yeah, of course, people that have medical exemptions have always been permitted to apply for a medical exemption. So that group of people, it was part of the original emergency justification that medical exemptions, they can't, no matter what they want to do, they can't remove a medical exemption. But so that's in place, the religious exemption's in place, and the court system workers are also protected at this time.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.